是在记载在路加福音一章三十九到五十六节。
From Luke chapter 1 verse 39 to 56.
好，我们一起同声来念，好，用任何的语言，预备，请。
那时，玛利亚起身，急忙往山地里去，
来到犹大一座城，进了撒加利亚的家，问以利沙伯安。以利沙伯一听见玛利亚问安，所怀的胎在腹里跳动。以利沙伯且被圣灵充满，高声喊着说：“你在妇女中是有福的，所怀的胎也是有福的。我主的母到我这里来，是从哪里得的呢？因为你一问安的声音一入我耳，我腹里的胎儿就欢喜跳动。我相信的女子是有福的，因为主对她所说的话都要应验。”玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大，我灵以主救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我有福，那有全能的为我成就的大事，他的名为圣，他怜悯敬畏他的人直到世世代代，他用膀臂施展大能，那狂傲的人正心里妄想就被他改善了，他叫有权柄的侍卫叫卑贱的升高，叫饥饿的得本食，叫富足的空手回去，他扶助了他的仆人以色列，为要纪念亚伯拉罕和他的后裔，施怜悯直到永远，正如从前对我们列祖说的话。”玛利亚和以利沙伯同住约有三个月就回家去了。好，我想请问各位有没有遇到贵人的经验？
Have you ever met someone who impact your life?
当我们回顾我们的一生，我们可能曾经因为某一个人的善意提醒而影响你一生的决定。
Have you ever encountered a significant individual who said something kind to you and influenced you the whole life?
可能借着某人的安慰、鼓励或者辅导建议而改变了你的人生方向。
Or gave you some invaluable encouragement that changed the course of your life.
也可能是因为一个人的举手之劳或是及时的帮助而促使你有今天的地位成就。
Or help you in the time of need and shaped who you are today.
我们华人称这样重要的人呢，叫做贵人。
The Chinese refer to such an individual as the noble man.
所以我们常常都会听到人这样介绍说，哎，这个人是我生命中的贵人。
You might hear someone say, "So and so is the noble man in my life."
如果没有这位贵人相助，就没有今天的我。
Without him, I wouldn't be who I am today.
我们有没有这样的经验？有没有听过这样的？
Have you had such experience?
有人点头，有人不理我，有人摇头，没有人摇头了。
some not,
可能好。那我有人很幸运，就是一生当中可以遇到很多的贵人。
Some are blessed enough to have many such noble people in their lives.
那有人则刚好相反，不但没有遇到贵人。却总是遇到坏人。
Some may not even have one. Instead, they met only crooks in their lives.
毕竟贵人很难寻的哈。
Yeah, such individuals are hard to come by sometimes.
虽然我们承认这样的人很重要，而且谁都希望遇见生命中的贵人，能够改变自己的命运，给自己带来更多的福气。
Of course, we all desire to have many noble people in our lives so we can be richly blessed.
然而，根据圣经的教导呢，神不只是希望我们遇见贵人来改变我们的生命，并且更积极的神希望我们去成为别人的贵人，去影响别人的生命。
But the Bible teaches something better. God's heart is for each one of us to become a noble individual in someone else's life. We call it to be a blessing to others.
这样的人我们叫做能够带给别人祝福的人。
We call it blessing to others.
而不叫贵人。
Not, it's better than noble man.
为什么不叫贵人？因为贵人多忘事。
Because noble man might be forgetful.
这个老年痴呆就很快了哈。我们希望成为别人的祝福，我相信我们的生命一定很精彩的。
If your life becomes a blessing to others, you will enjoy an amazing life.
但问题是，我们如何才能够成为别人的祝福呢？
Do you want to know how?
刚才我们所读的这段经文呢，是耶稣降生前所发生的一段故事。
From the Bible passage we just read, which happened before Jesus was born,
我们要从今天的这个故事当中，我们看见以利沙伯是如何成为玛利亚的祝福。
We can see how Elizabeth becomes a blessing to Mary.
你看，当年天使显现告诉玛利亚，她要从圣灵感孕生下耶稣。
When the angel told Mary that she would be given birth to a son through the Holy Spirit.
那这个重大的事件，她根本没有让玛利亚有三天五天好好的考虑清楚，就她只是单纯的顺服 无奈的，其实也是无奈的说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我的身上。
Mary wasn't given a couple of days to consider about it. She simply obeyed. I believe she felt vulnerable when she replied to the angel, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
然而等天使离开她之后，糟糕了，她才明白事情的严重性。怎么办？怎么办？接下来我要怎么办？别人要怎么看我？我要怎么面对我的未婚夫，还有所有的 这些人？
Only after the angel left did she sense the seriousness of the matter.
这时候越想越着急，越想越着急，于是就急忙的往山地里去了，可能去山里面去想一想，静一静，安静想，越想，想一想，但是越想越不对啊。
What am I supposed to do? What would others think of me? The more she pondered about the whole thing, the more anxious she became. So without a phone call or an appointment, she went straight to Elizabeth's house.
这时候，哇，她想到她的表姐，伊丽莎伯，因为刚才天使有提到这个人的名字，或许她可以给她一些意见。
Maybe Elizabeth can give her some good counsel, she thought.
所以当时呢也没有电话预约，也没有这个脸书，也没有这个微信，他直接就跑去了。
So she didn't send him her a Facebook notice or phone call make appointment. She just went straight to Elizabeth's house.
那我们来看这伊丽莎伯当时的情况也很不容易的。
Now picture yourself as Elizabeth. Her life is not without hurdle either.
我们都知道伊丽莎伯是施洗约翰的母亲。
She's the mother of John the Baptist.
那圣经记载她原本无法生育，可是呢，在当时是对一个女人来讲是何等的羞耻。
She had been barren until her old age, which caused her great disgrace in that culture.
她一生都活在不被人家看得起的一个环境当中，可是到她年迈的时候，哇！这时候天使向她的丈夫显现说：“你的妻子伊丽莎伯要怀孕生子。”果然，她就怀孕了。
So after the angel told her husband about John's birth, and she became pregnant.
当她怀孕之后呢，她把自己隐藏起来五个月。
She remained in seclusion for 5 months.
我想这个时候她希望她能够除掉羞耻，重新得力。但是没想到这时候表妹玛利亚突然来访。
And did not expect any visitor from when Mary showed up.
你想想看，一个对自己过去没有自信，刚刚要除去羞耻，准备重新得力的人，跑到深山野林去那里躲起来，结果还是被找到了，就成为后来还可以成为玛利亚的祝福。
Imagine a person who has only just begun regaining her strength and dignity in that society, remained living in seclusion, can become a blessing to Mary.
如果当年没有伊丽莎伯的祝福，说不定就没有伟大的玛利亚可以勇敢的承受这伟大的使命，生下耶稣。
Without Elizabeth, Mary may not have the courage to follow through such great mission in her life and gave birth to Jesus.
因此当我们庆祝圣诞节的时候，全世界都把焦点放在圣母玛利亚身上，我认为我们更应该来关注这位成为玛利亚祝福的伊丽莎伯。
When the whole world focuses on Virgin Mary during the Christmas season, I think we should focus more on Elizabeth, who became a blessing in Mary's life.
要从伊丽莎伯的例子来学习，如何也让我们可以成为别人的祝福。
And learn how to follow her example better.
有三方面，我认为她可以成为玛利亚的祝福的原因。第一个是生命要被圣灵充满。
Three things that made her be a blessing to Mary. The first one is be filled with the Holy Spirit.
让我们一起来攻读第四十一节。
Let's read verse 41.
请。
When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
好，请注意这句话的描述哈，就是伊丽莎伯一听到玛利亚握拿手，她的胎在腹里跳动，然后你看哦，伊丽莎伯且被圣灵充满。这个且字呢是并且的意思，而不是说因此就被圣灵充满。
Notice here the baby leaped in her womb and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, not therefore.
那这个是什么意思呢？我相信他要表达的意思就是说，以利沙伯是一个经常被圣灵充满的人，而不是突然或临时一个状况之后才被圣灵充满的。
I believe it indicates that Elizabeth is a person often filled with the Holy Spirit, not suddenly or temporarily.
我猜大家都应该明白什么叫做被圣灵充满的意思。
You probably all know what, know that to be filled by the, what does it mean by filled by the Holy Spirit?
并不是突然间失去理智了，然后做出一些很奇怪的举止。然后呢，有一些超自然的现象啊，或是说出一些什么听不懂的话。
It's not, it does not mean to lose your sanity or to behave strangely or to utter some incomprehensible words.
被圣灵充满的意思乃是你有受圣灵管理的生命，并且按圣灵的感动去说话或是去做事。以利沙伯就是一个很好的例子。
It is a life governed by the Holy Spirit or moved by the Holy Spirit to speak or to do things, such is the case with Elizabeth.
你看整个事件过程是在很自然的情况发生的。
The whole process happened naturally.
他没有身体摇晃，在那里抽动，也没有失去理智或是情绪失控。
She did not move her body in an uncontrollable manner, lose her sanity or become emotional.
而他的先生撒加利亚后来在六十七节的记载被圣灵充满也是如此。
The same was true of her husband Zechariah.
他被圣灵感动说话的时候呢，跟正常人也没有什么不一样，并没有失去理智或有任何失常的举止。
When he was filled with the Holy Spirit to speak, he did not lose his sanity or act abnormally.
但是我们看今天许多灵恩派的教导对于圣灵充满的解释并不是这样。
Some charismatic movement today teaches differently.
他们就认为说，哎，有异于常人的这种举动反应，例如全身会抽动，身体会倒下，然后呢会说一些舌音奇怪，噔噔噔噔噔这种奇怪的声音。他们就这个就是被圣灵充满了。
They think to be filled by the Holy Spirit means you need to have some kind of special manifestation.Such as to fall down, to make some strange sounds, or to move uncontrollably. Such.
你们有没有听过这样的教导，或是有没有看过这样的人
？Have you heard of such teaching?
但是，其实这样的认知或教导是不合圣经，而且甚至是错误的。
Such teaching is unbiblical and is wrong.
好，以利沙伯之所以被圣灵充满，那是因为她的生命是经常受圣灵管理的。
If Elizabeth's life was not characterized by the governing of the Holy Spirit, I think.
假如伊丽莎伯她没有被圣灵充满，我猜她可能会这样说。她说：“哎呀，你怎么那么不小心啊？还没结婚就怀孕了，这种事情说去多难听了。还好你现在找我啊，找对人了。你要是找到别人了啊，姓叶的那个大嘴巴，哇，广播电台你就后果不堪设想的。”
If Elizabeth's life was not governed by the Holy Spirit, I think she might say something like, "Ah, you're not married yet, and this would destroy your reputation. Good thing you come to me. If you go to that big mouth Ye or that blabber mouth Jiang, the result will be unthinkable."
然后呢，你要来这里避避风头，我来帮你渡过难关。
Why don't you stay with me, and I will try to help you out?
我们想假设事情故事这样发展的话，他就是高举自己就没有被圣灵充满，事情的发展可能都不一样。
If Elizabeth said something like that, she would be lifting herself up, not filled by the Holy Spirit. The story would be totally different.
你看，正因为以利沙伯被圣灵充满，于是他就成为一个属灵的人，能够用不同的眼光来看待事情，以不同的态度来面对人生，并且会让圣灵来管理他的心思意念，因此他就能在适当的时机说出适当的话语。
But Elizabeth was in the spirit, not in the flesh, so she was able to view things differently and able to speak the right words at the right time.
同样的，今天我们如果要想成为神的工具，或是被神使用的器皿，我们就要先操练被圣灵充满。
Same with us. If we want to be a vessel for God and used by Him or be a blessing to others, we must first be filled by the Holy Spirit.
如果我们期待自己的生命可以成为别人的祝福，我们更应该要操练自己被圣灵充满。
Right, as exercise how to be filled by the Holy Spirit so that we can be a blessing to others.
也就是说，我们生命要经常受圣灵来管理，就要降服在圣灵的带领当中。
That is to say, our lives should be governed and led by the Spirit.
当圣灵感动我们放下心中的成见，去与人和好，或者是为某件事情祷告。为某个事工金钱奉献，甚至要付上代价去完成使命，这时候你就不要消灭圣灵的感动。
When the Spirit moves us to reconcile with certain people, or to pray for a certain thing, or to give an offering for a ministry, or even to sacrifice something for a mission, do not quench the Spirit.
正如伊丽莎伯，她在这个时候，圣灵感动她要来祝福玛利亚，而不是来定罪玛利亚。
Elizabeth is a good example. She was led by the Spirit to bless Mary, not to judge her.
同样的，我们也需要敏锐，在我们的周围，是否有哪些人是需要你去为他们祝福的？
Likewise, we need to be sensitive to people around us.
倘若你愿意顺服圣灵，交出生命的主权，让圣灵管理你。这样圣灵就会引导你，就会充满你，就会提醒你，就会感动你，使你说出当说的话及做当做的事。
If we are sensitive and obedient to the Spirit and let Him fill us, lead us, remind us, or remove us to say the right words and do the right thing, then our lives can be a rich blessing to others.
这样你才能够成为别人的祝福。
Yes.
那第二个呢，是思想要能够正面积极。
The second is be positive.
让我们一起来攻读第十二、四十二节。
Let's read verse 20:42.
预备，请。
In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear."
当伊丽莎伯一听见玛利亚啊，就高声的喊着说：“你在妇人中是有福的，然后所怀的胎儿也是有福的。”但是，让我们把时光再倒转回当时的情境。
As soon as Elizabeth saw Mary, she exclaimed in a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear." But let us go back in time and picture the situation.
玛利亚当时怀着忐忑不安的心情来找伊丽莎伯，可能她都没想好台词，怎么开口跟伊丽莎伯解释要发生的事情。
I'm guessing when Mary goes to see Elizabeth, she probably has no idea how to explain what happened.
或者是她已经想了一整夜，仍然没想到要怎么开口，那个台词怎么样来跟她说的清楚明白呢？特别是在这种几乎没有人会相信的情况之下，假如我说我是借圣灵怀孕啊，一定会认为是神经病。
Maybe she had struggled all night.Thinking no one would ever believe that she was conceived from the Holy Spirit, people would think that she was crazy.
所以正当他在犹豫不决的时候，没想到是伊莎伯先开口，大声对玛利亚说：“你在妇女中是有福的，你所怀的胎也是有福的。”
Just when she was hesitating, Elizabeth exclaimed in a loud voice.Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear.
而且请注意哦，他还是用怕他听不清楚，所以还特别用高声喊着说出来说这句话。
As if she was afraid that Mary couldn't hear her clearly, so she used a loud voice.
如果我是玛利亚，我可能说。一定嘘，小声一点，不要让别人听到了。我尚未结婚就怀孕，这种事情传出去还得了啊
？If I were Mary, I would say, "Shh, please be quiet. Don't let others hear you." What would happen if people find out that I'm not yet married and pregnant with a child?
然而，我们看这个时刻，伊丽莎伯用正面积极的回应，这正是玛利亚所要的答案。
However, Elizabeth's encouraging response is the answer Mary wanted to hear.
为什么呢？因为玛利亚现在最需要的就是寻求支持与理解，她才会有勇气继续走下去。
Because what Mary needs most at that moment is to find support and understanding.
那倘若伊丽莎伯她的思想负面，她就不分青红皂白就责备她说：“你在妇女是丢脸的，因为你犯奸淫，你所怀的胎也是羞耻的，因为你是未婚生子。”
If Elizabeth had not been so positive, she would blame her indiscriminately, rebuking her of bringing disgrace among women and shaming her for being adulteress.
哎，我当你的表姐都为你丢脸啊！但是他的话语，如果他是这样负面消极，我相信玛利亚一定没有勇气继续承受这么大的使命。
I think Mary would not have the courage to continue her great mission.
但是当我们仔细研究玛利亚说这一句祝福的话，他说你在妇女中是有福的，然后呢，你所怀的胎怎么样？也是什么？真的是这样吗？
In fact, if we take a closer look at Elizabeth's blessing, we can't help wondering if Mary is really blessed, if the child she bears is also blessed.
如果以世人的眼光来看，他们两个可能都是世界上最倒霉、最可怜的。怎么说呢？
From the world's point of view, both of them may be considered the most pitiful and unfortunate.
我们先看这个胎儿，这个耶稣，他怎么会有福呢？他明明是舍弃天上荣华啊，降生在最卑微的马槽，来到罪恶世界，没有享受任何荣华富贵，反而替我们的罪犯而受尽一切的苦楚，甚至忍受一切的委屈、刑罚，至死来拯救我们。
Why? First, for baby Jesus, he gave up heavenly glory, was born in a humble animal feed box, came to this sinful world, was deprived of all the riches he had in heaven, and suffered cruelty till death for our sake to rescue us. How can he be called blessed?
从一切一生都是从苦难开始，也从苦难做结束，怎么会是有福呢？
Start with suffering, end with suffering. How could he be called blessed?
然后再来，我们看玛利亚，她怎么会有福呢？
The same was true for Mary.
首先，她要背负未婚怀孕的罪名不说，而且在她怀孕末期准备生产的时候，就倒霉遇到全国户口普查，必须冒着生命危险回到她家乡伯利恒来报名注册。
The same was true with Mary. She carried the shame of an unwed mother. Then, at the end of her pregnancy, she had to take a long journey to her hometown Bethlehem because of a census decree.
好不容易经过长途跋涉，终于来到目的地的时候，哎，结果全国这个全城的旅馆都住满人了，没有一个人同情怜悯他，愿意给他地方住，而只能在肮脏的马厩那里生下耶稣。
When she finally arrived in Bethlehem, there was no room for her to stay. Nobody showed her mercy to offer a place for her, so she had to deliver Jesus in a dirty animal shelter.
啊，这些都算了。生下耶稣才是灾祸的开始。首先，他面对希律王的迫害，为了除灭耶稣，下令杀死所有的男婴，所以全家必须为着这个孩子逃难到埃及，以难民的身份去国外避难。你说倒不倒霉
？And that's only in the beginning of their troubles. After Jesus' birth, they faced persecution from King Herod, who ordered all baby boys to be killed. So they have to flee to Egypt as refugees.
等到希律王过世之后，他们回到拉撒勒来，以为苦尽甘来的，那没想到耶稣十二岁的时候上圣殿走丢了，父母急忙找了三天才发现他在圣殿里面跟教师辩论，但是却告诉这个焦急的母亲说：“我岂不知当以我天父的事为念？”好像玛利亚对他都不重要。
Later, they returned to Nazareth, thinking their troubles were behind them. But when Jesus was 12, he got lost in Jerusalem for 3 days. His parents were anxious searching for him. And Jesus' response was, "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" It seems that Mary was not important to him.
当然耶稣有回家尽孝道，等到三十岁的时候他出来传道，母亲想念儿子嘛，带着兄弟姐妹来探望他，没想到耶稣对着众人说，凡遵守神旨意的人就是我的弟兄姐妹和我的母亲当场不给面子啊。这
Of course later Jesus returned home and lived a life honoring his parents until age 30 when he left home to start preaching. Once Mary and Jesus' siblings went to visit him, surprisingly he didn't show any favor to them, instead telling everyone that whoever does God's will is his brother and sister and mother.
好，这些都可以忍受，我想我们有当过父母亲的，也都常常有这种经历，当我们的孩子 不给我们面子，那都无所谓。可是呢，人世间最残忍的痛苦是什么？是母亲所心爱的儿子竟在他的眼前就这样被折磨致死去，而母亲却一点办法都没有。
Maybe to Mary, all these are bearable, but the most painful thing for her is to watch helplessly her beloved son being tortured to death.
白发人送黑发人，情何以堪啊？对于一位老母亲来讲，你说这样的母亲怎么是有福呢？
How can she endure that pain? Would you call her blessed?
其实我们知道玛利亚是有福的，因为真正的福并不是以人世间的角度所能够理解的方式来解读。
They are blessed because the real blessing cannot be measured by the value of this world.
而是我们的生命能够有幸参与在神伟大永恒的计划当中，这才是真正的有福。
But by God, if we are privileged to be part of God's great eternal plan, we are really blessed.
假如有机会，我另外会专门讲玛利亚为什么 会有福的这个信息。
If we have time later, I'll have a special topic on why Mary is blessed.
但因为伊丽莎伯她有正面积极的思想，所以她说出造就与祝福的话语，果然后来都成就应验了。
Due to Elizabeth's positive word, her encouraging and blessing words of prophecy were later actually fulfilled.
有一位中学生，他在学校，原本他很乖巧，可是常常受同学来欺负。
A middle school student was bullied badly at school.
有一天，这同学呢就怎么欺负他都无所谓。后来呢，他用讲三字经哈，就是问候他的妈妈。那时候他就忍不住了，就跟同学打架。学校通知家长来处理。
One day, he couldn't take it anymore because people call his mother's name. So he fought back and was caught. The school asked his parents to come to deal with him.
不是 call mother's name 啊，这个是讲脏话怎么说
？Yeah，
好，
好，
父亲来到学校，不分青红皂白，就在众人面前斥责备他的孩子，说你学什么流氓做坏？你这种小流氓一点出息都没有，有本事就当大流氓，还威风一点。
The boy's father, without knowing the whole story, in front of everyone, harshly rebuked him, saying, "You are a useless rascal. If you want to show off, be a ringleader someday."
这位学生呢，就把这句话听进去了。所以从那开始，这原本乖巧用功的学生，就一心一意想成为大流氓，就因为父亲这一句负面消极的话。
This boy took his father's negative words into heart. And stopped being a good student. Instead, started to dream how to become a ringleader.
其实父亲也是一番好意，他语重心长要唤醒他的心爱的儿子。这个不是属于你，不要这样子。可是他表达的方式不对。
Actually, the father meant well. He just wanted to wake up his son, but the way he expressed is bad.
幸好这位中学生后来认识主了。生命改变了，否则社会将多一位鱼肉乡民的败类。
Later, this boy came to know the Lord, and his life was transformed.
但更感谢主的是，这位中学生后来还献身侍奉主，成为传道人。
He did not become a ringleader, but a preacher to serve the Lord.
我怎么会知道这个人呢？ 因为那个人就是我。
How do I know this story? Because I am that boy.
所以我们要若要成为别人的祝福，我们的言语要非常小心。
So you see, to be a blessing to others, we must be very careful in what we say.
要用积极正面的话来鼓励人，而不是去责备人。
Be encouraging, not shaming.
那这样的原则不但是适用在我们家庭、夫妻、亲子关系上。
This principle can be applied to marriage relationships, parenting.
要多肯定你的配偶啊、小孩啊等等。那也适用在我们的服事上。
And serving at church as well.
我们许多的同工，他们也都需要我们的鼓励、啊、支持、安慰。
Everybody needs encouragement and
support. 巴拿巴当年提拔保罗，后来保罗也同样的提拔提摩太、提多等等同工，也都是经常用积极正面的这些话语来鼓励。
In the Bible, Barnabas lifted up Paul with words of encouragement, and the same was true with Paul, who lifted up Timothy and Titus.
好，最后一个是心胸要存恒久爱心。
Last one principle, keep long-lasting love in your heart.
好，我们最后读五十六节。
Read verse 56. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home.
好，我想请问各位一个问题：为什么当时玛利亚受到安慰之后她不回家
？Why didn't Mary go home after she was comforted?
我相信哈，是因为伊丽莎伯用爱心强留住。玛利亚，因为玛利亚当时的处境非常的艰难。
I think it's because Elizabeth insisted that she should stay. She knew that Mary was in a very difficult position.
她当时未婚怀孕，也就是犯奸淫罪，这是在当时社会所不能够原谅的罪。但有谁能够知道她的清白呢
？Her pregnancy would make people believe that she had committed adultery.Who would believe Mary is innocent?
当然有啦，天使啦，还有她的未婚夫约瑟，因为主的使者在梦中向她显现。但现在唯一除了这两个，唯一能够信任她、能够知她清白的，就是伊丽莎伯。
Besides the angel and Joseph, the only other person who believed her was Elizabeth.
哎，请注意哦，圣经没有记载天使向伊丽莎伯显现啊，解释玛利亚的怀胎哦。
Although the Bible did not mention that the angel explained to her about Mary's conception.
那你会问，那为什么她知道？
You may ask, how does she know?
刚刚已经讲过，被圣灵充满。
Because she is filled by the Spirit.
好，那根据摩西的律法，假如用人的眼光，她当时是未婚怀孕嘛，要用被石头打死的。而现在袒护她的伊丽莎伯，我告诉你，她也可能会受到牵连哦。
According to Moses' law, an unmarried pregnancy is to be stoned to death.
然而
and Elizabeth, who protects her, may also be implicated.
伊丽莎伯不但没有以玛利亚的怀孕为耻，反而以她为荣，用爱心接待她，照顾她。
However, Elizabeth was not ashamed of her. She was proud of her and showed great hospitality to her.
当然，伊丽莎伯她可以对玛利亚说：“好，我知道你了，我信任你。”好，勇敢的回去吧，平平安安回去，愿你一切顺利。她可以这样说啊，是不是
？Of course, Elizabeth could have said to Mary, "Go in peace, may all is well with you."
啊，正如雅各书，她也这样说嘛。
But the book of James said,
啊，二章十四到十六节，我们一起。
Chapter 2:14-16, read together, please.
我们弟兄们
What good is it, my brother and sister, if someone claims to have faith but has no need deeds, can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it?
伊丽莎伯她知道这个道理，所以当玛利亚她作为客人来拜访伊丽莎伯，不可能是客人赖着不走吧，而是主人伊丽莎伯主动又爱心慰留她来接待她。
Elizabeth knows this truth. That's why her love is not only with words but with action as well. So when Mary came to visit her, she insisted for her to stay so that she can take care of her.
不是光靠嘴巴说说说一些好话让她心里舒服畅快而已，而是以实际的行动来帮助她，来邀请她留下来三个月，在这里好好的 敬仰、接受照顾。
Her love is not only not just lip service, but real action.
即使在我们的周围、我们的社区，我们看见越来越多的华人移民来到这个城市。
There seems to be more and more Chinese immigrants in our community nowadays.
我相信在我们当中有很多有语言障碍的，英文不好需要帮助的，可能有孕妇、学生、老人，他们都需要我们伸出爱的援手。
Some of them may have language barriers. Some may be expecting mothers, some students, some elderly. They all need our helping hands.
也许他们没有车，出门买菜都不看病都不方便。
Maybe they don't have a car yet, can't even go grocery shopping.
也许他们离乡背景来到这里相当寂寞，需要找人聊一聊。
Maybe they feel lonely and need to talk to someone.
你想想你自己能够做什么呢？
Have you ever thought about what you can do?
哦，感谢主，我看见我们教会呢，每个月都有爱心奉献。
Praise God that we have love offering every month.
那大家慷慨的捐款，让我看见我们教会真的是对于那些需要帮助者是有负担的。
And I can tell from your generosity that you have a burden for those in need.
这让我想起我过去二十几年在中西部服事的教会，他们就经常帮助那些经常这些新移民的华人。
This reminds me of my previous church. The brothers and sisters there often provide help to the new immigrants.
因为那边华人非常少，所以只要有新的华人搬到这个城市来被看见，无论是你买菜遇到在街上，或者在公司同事你就马上把他带到教会来。
Whenever they see a new face, whether in their company or in supermarket or along the road, they will initiate a conversation with them, offer practical help to them, and invite them to church.
那这些朋友来到教会之后呢，所有弟兄姐妹呢就非常有爱心的来关心他们，来帮助他们。所以最后这些爱心摆上，就让这些朋友非常的感动。最后很多人就因为这样而信主。
Because of their love, many non-believers were led to Christ.
我怎么会知道呢？因为后来他们受浸、受洗之后归入主的名下，我都会邀请他们必须做见证。
How do I find out? Because when they after they've been baptized, they gave testimonies.
几乎所有的见证都会提到他们是被主内肢体的爱心所感动。而相信我们的神就是爱的源头，是那位又真又活的神。
Almost all of them mentioned how they were touched by the sincere love from the body of Christ and were led to believe that our God is the source of their love and that God is real and living.
好，既然爱心这么重要，那我想请问各位，活出爱容不容易？
Well, is it easy to live out such sincere love?
怎么又不理我了？不容易哈，不容易。我认为举手之劳不叫爱。
Just giving a hand is not called love.
特别当教会需要，我们教会是有做关怀事工，你光是寒暄问暖这种表面的关怀，这是不够的。
Expressing greetings of care is not enough.
常常有人问说，我们要怎么样做关怀才是有效率？
People ask me how to minister care so that it's effective.
我的回答就是说，你的爱心要做到让对方感动，否则都不能够说我们在做关怀，都不配说是在付出爱、活出爱。
I told them unless your love touches that person, it's not considered real care.
因为在外面有很多不信主的团体、社团，他们的关怀说不定都做得比教会还好，是不是？
Because a lot of non-faith-based association does care ministry better than church, isn't it?
至于我们要怎么样做关怀、付出爱心，我认为伊丽莎伯是一个很好的榜样。
So how do we show care and love to others? I think Elizabeth can be a good example for us.
我们看伊丽莎伯她怎么做到的。圣经记载说，玛利亚和伊丽莎伯同住约有三个月。
Scripture says Mary lived with Elizabeth for 3 months.
我相信伊丽莎伯是用耐心、用爱心与她相处三个月。为什么呢？因为当时伊丽莎伯已经怀孕在先了，而且又要照顾另外一个孕妇玛利亚。
I believe Elizabeth must be very patient with her, especially when herself is also pregnant.
我听说怀孕的人，我不知道，我没有怀过孕，所以我听说怀孕的人脾气都会比较不好，所以周围的人都要多担待一下。
People say pregnant women have bad temper and it takes extra patience to take care of them.
所以你如果有妻子怀孕的，周围的人都要担待一下。那这时候以利沙伯自己怀孕，居然还要能够去照顾玛利亚三个月。也许你会觉得奇怪，说，哎，为什么只有三个月？不干脆就直接照顾到玛利亚生产，要帮就帮到底嘛，不是吗？
Isn't it amazing that Elizabeth, being pregnant herself, was able to take care of Mary for 3 months? You may ask, why did Mary stay with Elizabeth for only 3 months, not longer?
其实你算一算就知道了，伊丽莎伯比玛利亚早怀孕六个月，所以三个月之后正是伊丽莎伯要生产的时候，所以她就没有办法继续照顾她了。
If you calculate the time, 3 months later is Elizabeth's due date, so she can no longer take care of Mary.
哎，也许你会问啊，说不定是玛利亚照顾伊丽莎伯，而不是伊丽莎伯啊照顾啊这个玛利亚。这当然这不是没有可能。不过假如是这样的话，当伊丽莎伯要生产的时候，玛利亚应该要留下来帮忙才对啊，就不会选在这个时候离开，不是吗？
Maybe you will ask, how do you know it's not Mary who took care of Elizabeth? Well, if that's the case, Mary should stay continually to care for Elizabeth's delivery, not leaving after 3 months. Besides, usually it's the host taking care of a guest, not the other way around.
况且都是主人照顾客人，哪有客人反过来照顾主人的道理？
It's usually hosts who take care of guests.
所以比较合理的假设是，伊丽莎伯照顾玛利亚是任劳任怨的照顾，用爱心和耐心一直做到无法再照顾她为止。
So it's reasonable to assume that Elizabeth took care of Mary with a long-lasting love and patience until she could no longer take care of her.
因此，当我们今天我们要想成为别人的祝福，我们也是应该有这样子的。提醒，要为人付出爱心，尽所能的帮到最后一刻为止，这样才能够让人感动，也才能够真正祝福别人。
So this is a good reminding for us that if we want to give people real care, we should do as long as it takes until we could no longer do it.
很多人都知道，立志成为别人的祝福是我一生的座右铭。
A lot of you know that be a blessing to others is my motto for life.
你如果跟我连微信或是 LINE 的时候，就会看见这些，这也是一直提醒我的。但我也鼓励大家，也让立志成为别人祝福，成为你一生的座右铭，因为这实在是一件非常光荣而且有意义的事。
I encourage you to do so as well because it's meaningful and honorable.
别人能够因为我们而有所影响，或是生命能够得到改变，我们活着就有价值，我们的侍奉就有意义。
It makes our lives worthwhile if other lives can be impacted or changed by our blessings.
我们是否愿意有这样的立志？这对我们很重要，所以不要很消极的期待说啊，我生命能够再出现一些贵人，反而你要主动的去想，我要成为别人的贵人，我要成就是借着我们生命，我要成为别人的祝福。
Are you willing to make such a determination? Don't just passively waiting for someone to bring you blessings, but actively seeking to become a blessing to others.
我的女儿住在俄亥俄州，他们很少跟我联络，都是我主动跟他们联络，很少跟我联络。
My daughter lives in Ohio. They seldom contact me. It's always I contact them.
可是上个礼拜天，半夜大概12点，将近12点的时候，我的老等于他们那边是3点，凌晨3点，哇，老大给我发了好几个信息，我吓了一跳，半夜他们会不会发生什么事？我紧张的要命，一看，原来。他写的是他的朋友，他隔天要去一个华人教会，他的朋友的姐姐在那个教会非常热心的服侍。
Last week, my daughter sent me a lot of texts in the middle of the night, And I read it and find out it's about a story of her friend's sister who become a very zealous Christian and serving in that church.
那他朋友邀请我女儿老大去他的教会聚会，那他的姐姐在那里服侍的时候，哎，知道你姓叶，哎呀，你爸爸又当牧师，不会吧？我曾经在我生命当中，因为我参加了一个特会，那个讲员叫做叶俊明，改变了我的一生。他一听那是我的爸爸，他听得很高兴，半夜给我打这个信息。
My daughter shared with me that her friend, sister, wrote in her testimony that I had been a blessing to her because one conference, a special meeting, that I was the speaker and her life was touched and changed forever because of what I taught that time.
所以如果没有你爸爸的那份鼓励，可能没有今天的我，可能他会请他吃饭，请我女儿吃饭，然后女儿太高兴了。可是对我来讲，我根本不认识他，我也不知道他，想不起来有这样的一个人。
But I didn't even know it.
我告诉你，其实我们的生命可以默默的祝福人，你可能你自己都不知道。
Our life can touch so many people without knowing it.
我们的生命非常短暂，不要再浪费我们的光阴了。
Life is short. Don't waste any more time.
今天早上我发现，在脸书发现我一个很要好的朋友回天家了。
This morning, I found out one of my good friends went home with the Lord.
我们上礼拜三有一个丧礼在这里，也是突然间就离开了。我们都觉得很可惜，因为很多很遗憾，生命那么样的短暂，都来不及让我们去后悔。
Last Wednesday, I also went to a funeral service, and we all regretted that life is so short, and we don't have time to serve.
三天前我们教会有邀请一位姐妹来我们教会做见证，在星期四的查经班，她在分享她一生在人看起来很凄惨，不但又失去儿子又得了癌症，但是她重新得力成为祝福，现在到处去为人做见证，激励了很多人。
3 years ago we invited a sister to give a testimony during our Bible study timeFrom a human point of view, her life is miserable. She lost her son and now suffers with cancer. However, she was able to renew her strength and be a blessing to others. She gave her testimony everywhere, and many lives were blessed through her.
我相信我们在座很多人可以感叹说，哎，我自己都觉得很枯竭，我自己都没有能力了，啊，我怎么可以成为别人的祝福呢？
I believe there are a lot of us here feeling the same way. You may feel miserable, exhausted,and be able to only survive. How can you become a blessing to others?
也许你光看你自己，你当然觉得自己很不配，也不能。但是你要明白一件事情，我们之所以能够重新得力，成为祝福，完全是因为神的大能。
If that's the case, you need to tell yourself that it's by the power of God that you can renew your strength and become a blessing, not by yourself.
而我们都需要彼此激励，因为我们的生命都非常短暂，我们需要把握时机，因为不要再浪费你的光阴了，赶紧重新得力，使我们的生命可以成为别人的祝福，你们说好不好？
Life is short. Let's motivate each other and cherish the opportunity to renew our strength and make our lives a blessing to others. Amen.
让我们一起起立，我们来回应这首歌。
Let's sing this response.
借我赐恩福。